it's a shoulder bag. And it's so funny to be talking about a bag. It's like, I feel like I'm selling it.
It's like this live on Instagram selling stuff.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How are we doing? You had better days, but you also had worse days.
Exactly. Have to find like the good balance and be blessed. And yeah, I was sick, but I'm feeling better now. So
yeah, basically we had Copenhagen Fashion Week.
Yeah, my first one.
Your first one. And yeah, you got a little bit sick at the end.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it's been happening. It happened in LA too. So I think it was a sign for me to slow down. I already know. So I try to find the balance now between like the stuff that I accept. But yeah, like August and July were very busy months. And it's like a lot of like deals that I have to do at home. Plus deals that involve trips. So it was not like any big trips, but a lot of small ones and going back and forth. So also with the house. So I think it was like a sign to slow down. So I actually caught like an earlier flight back home. Yeah. And I still have like this weird sound to my voice. But it felt good. I don't regret the money spent to that extra flight. And yeah, we have to listen to our bodies. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really liked Copenhagen. I think it was really cool. It didn't like exceed my expectations because obviously I heard a lot of good things already, but it didn't like turn me down or it was like disappoint me. So it was like everything that people said. Mm-hmm. It was nice. I liked it. Good weather that we got there. And I can't tell you much about like how I felt about the fashion week because we went for this job. And I didn't, since it was my first time in Copenhagen and I went with my boyfriend, I really didn't want to like go to all these events and shows. So it was not very like fashion week to me. Yeah. It was like a paid job and enjoying like tourist things. So I can't say much about like runways and stuff, but people's style is cool on the streets and shops are cool. The shops surprised me actually. Mm-hmm. Because I was excited about like the coffee shops and like interior design decor stores. But for fashion, I was like, they don't have like most of the shops that we have in other big cities. Like, I don't know, Supreme, Stussy, stuff like that. Designer stuff. But they do have like smaller shops that still sell some of the
brands,
cool streetwear brands. So I liked it actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you thrift there?
I did. I only bought one thing from thrift shop, but I wasn't that surprised with thrifting there.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like I thought it was similar to here actually. Mm-hmm. Like you can be lucky to find something, but it's not, you don't enter the store and be like, wow, everything's cool. Just a lot of like Nike, Adidas, Polo, stuff like we can find here. But I was surprised about like the small designer stuff that they have, more independent shops. And yeah, the overall vibe of the city. Everything is very pretty.
Yeah, actually. I agree.
But you went to a few shows.
Yeah, I went to two shows. And both were very, very cool. Because the first one was at this like sports stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a football field and they also have like these athleticism tracks, like running tracks. And the whole, so the brand was called Baum and Pfkarten. I don't know how to say it very well, but the whole like collection was sporty like vibe. Yeah. It was very like Miu Miu. And it was really, really cool that like it just all came together very beautifully like at that spot. So it was amazing. And then the second one was at a very like pretty, like it was from Rotate and it was at a very pretty garden. They had like a fountain. It looked like a wedding vibes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was nice. I only went to those two as well. I feel like the key to Fashion Week is to only go to a few things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get like all drained and it's not fun.
I agree.
I didn't go to any event beside our job one. So yeah, I just shot a lot as well. I did a little bit of thrifting and that was about it.
And you went with your friend from
Amy
from the UK. How is she doing?
She's good, actually. You know what she started doing? She started dog walking back the UK. Yeah. And she's also starting to take care of dogs at her place. And this week she actually had a job where she would like the lady, the owner of the dog was going to be away for the whole week. So she's going to live at her place.
Oh,
for the entire week to watch the dog.
Like dog sitting.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's a fun way to earn some extra cash while doing it's work, but it's so fun at the same time.
For sure. And she recently moved with her boyfriend and she had a dog, Amy. So she says that it's like a way to like connect with dogs because she misses her dog.
Oh, and she moved away.
From her dog, So yeah.
So sad. So the boyfriend kept the dog.
No. She moved in with her dog and guys, it's the morning. I'm so sorry.
We're recording in the morning.
She moved in
again
with her boyfriend and the dog stayed at her parents'
place. Oh, okay. Because I thought I was a little confused.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I think it's really cool. Like, it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Actually, my friend Joanna that you already so she basically also is doing this. It's not dog sitting, but you know when dogs are in shelters and stuff, the rescue dogs, she keeps some in her house.
It's like a family of a foster family
for dogs, and then people just if they want to take the dog, they can just take it, obviously, but she will take care of them
while they're waiting. Yeah, that's really nice.
So cute. I don't know how she can do it because if it was me, I would want to
keep them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it could never be me. Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever. I would cry.
Same.
Yeah.
I would cry so much. And then, like, she was telling me that she has this, I think it's a girl, actually. This puppy is so cute. And a family tried to have her and take care of her. So she went there for their home for like 2 days or something. Then they returned her. I would like be crying so mad. Like, I will never let anyone take you again. Now you stay here forever.
Yeah, for sure. Why? What was their reasoning?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I think they just decided that they weren't ready to take care of a dog.
In 2 days, like, you cannot make your head,
think it's because sometimes people don't understand the commitment. They romanticize. Eventually, if you have small children and they are always asking for a dog, and then sometimes kids alone, it's like such a hard job, and then you take this other animal. This came out so wrong. This animal that you need to take care of. As you take care of your kids, because it's still like pees and poops and eats and goes to the vet. So it's another like responsibility. And sometimes it's too much for the families. Like even one night, they cry, they pee. And sometimes like they just realize it's not for them.
Yeah.
But it's so sad because I feel like the dog becomes a little lost. Like what was this 2 days in this random home? But yeah. It's a brave field of work.
I think it is, for sure.
And what else? So Copenhagen was fun. And now Miss Sophia has a trip coming.
Yeah, I have a very huge trip.
Not unexpected, but it was like it's news.
Yeah.
So we have some news for you guys too because of that.
Yeah.
Do you wanna
tell them? So basically I'm gonna go to China.
Oh my god.
Very random. It took a while for it to be real and definitive because there was a lot of negotiation behind it. And it's also a nightmare. to go to China from Portugal. So China has like this whole list of countries. I think it's 15 countries that don't need a visa to go there. France is there, Spain is there, but we're not. So if you're from Portugal, you literally have to go physically to Lisbon, to their offices, to ask for a visa, and then you have to go there and pick it up. I think you can ask them, to send it home after it's done, but I don't want to risk it because it's like, so close,
yeah, and it's my passport. Time to. Yeah.
It's literally my passport. It's not like a separate document. Yeah. They just keep your passport and they put something there, and it's very scary. So, but yeah, at least going there in person, you have to. And you have to go and have like this whole form filled in that takes up like an hour in your computer. They ask for like your whole family names, like they ask me if I have kids. When I said no, they ask you why you don't have kids yet.
Okay, personal.
Like they want to know everywhere you worked in.
Wow.
All of the places. They want to know like why you're going, who's inviting you, like their address, their like contact number, everything. So yeah, it's very like time consuming in general. And then when you go, you have to already bring your flights, hotels. You have to fill in a declaration. Like if you're going to change cities, you have to let them know how you're going to do it. So yeah, they're very on it. So if you're thinking of going, like be informed, because it's also not like the information is not like available on the internet that much. Like I had to call and they had to like give me a list. But yeah, hopefully it's going to be okay.
I think so. And especially because it's not like you're not going to go around a lot. It's just like you're going to two places.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fine. But definitely, like, I like China is one of my dream destinations too. And I wanted to go for the longest time, but I've been pushing that because I heard that is kind of, is hard to plan. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are different there. Like systems, phones, stuff like that they use like different apps, different everything. Yeah. And with the visas, and it's like a whole continent. It's like so big.
Yeah.
So it's always one of the reasons that I've been pushing, because I feel like I need almost like study a month, everything that I want to do there before I go. And it's like so far away that I would really want to visit a lot of places. But I'm just so excited for you. I think it's going to be like such a cool trip. And yeah, I'm going to feel FOMO because actually like I had like the same deal going on, but I decided not to attend this time, because I feel like for me it came in a time that it's like a lot of things going on, and I have like the house, and like I said, I really wanted the first time that I go to China, I would love to visit more stuff. So I thought about it for a lot and a long time, and I decided not to attend. So I'm gonna feel a little FOMO.
It's okay,
but you can give me tips after.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I think China is like, they have so many beautiful places.
Yeah,
like it looks like they have a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
but it's really hard. Like, I really want to visit stuff like Tibet and stuff, and they told me that it's almost impossible to go. Like, you need special visa for that alone. And they have like frontiers everywhere where they stop you to check documents.
Yeah.
I heard it's like a nightmare. But actually, the places you're going are very like touristy. So yeah, I think you're gonna be.
I think so too, especially fun. Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong is not super even nice. Like.
Guangzhou, I think it's gonna be harder. Like, I heard that they don't speak English there. But I also heard that it's like one of the best places in China for their culinary. So I'm very excited. Like, the Guangzhou culinary is like one of the best, apparently. And it was really funny because when we were in Copenhagen, I passed by this Chinese restaurant and the title was, their name was Guangzhou Cuisine. And I was like, oh my God, this is a sign. So cool. But yeah.
And I have a friend that went, and it's like one of their biggest cities now because it has a lot of industry in Guangzhou. So it's very advanced.
Advanced, probably.
Like technology everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be like,
I think my boyfriend is gonna go crazy.
He's gonna go insane. Yeah, yeah, he's gonna love it.
Yeah,
gonna be very inspired because he's like crazy with drones now, right?
Yeah,
he's been doing a lot of drone
videos. He's thinking of like buying one there, but I'm like, I'm not sure if they're gonna be like super strict, like on the control thing
to take things.
Yeah,
I have no idea actually.
And it's not like you can take a drone out of the box, you know?
Mm.
Like,
but you're flying in and out from Guangzhou? Or you're
flying from Hong Kong at the end.
Hong Kong must be like better because it's not like it's China, but it's independent. So I don't think it's a strict fly out with it.
Yeah.
If you take it out of the box, maybe.
Yeah.
You're out here giving tips on how to take stuff away
from customs. But yeah, I'm excited.
And I'm excited for you to tell me how the food it's because. Yeah. A lot of people say it's like so different from what we know as Chinese food.
Yeah, so. I'm scared. I'm hoping they have like things for me and it's not only meat, meat, meat.
Oh, I think it's a good place for vegetables.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. Now, we told you about all like the little updates.
Oh, yeah. Because of my trip. And also, if it wasn't for this trip, I was also planning on going a few days off with my family. So we're going to have a little break from our podcast. It's not going to be long. Don't worry. We would never do that to you. But yeah. And we're going to come back stronger and with more guests.
And excited for September. Yeah, we're going to be back in September. Like everything, return to September is like the back to school,
back to podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy that we are so close to that time again.
I know.
Like this year flew
by. It's literally the middle of August now.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, but I love September.
Me too. Like, I'm always excited about September. Yeah. It's still like warm, but you can dream of fall.
Yeah.
It's
pumpkin spice, isn't
it? No, pumpkin spice. So yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, now these were like our updates, but in terms of like updates from the world. Have you seen the whole like Kanye West dentist thing? No. So
dentist?
Yeah.
No.
So basically Kanye is being talked about again a lot. And I've been seeing, like, all these different people talking about, like, different stuff about him. And I feel like they are trying to cancel him in a way. Like, different stuff are coming to the surface. So, one was, do you know Nikki Eaton? She was, I wouldn't say, like, influencer. She was, like, in the, like, 2000, maybe, like, 15 or something. She was one of the hot girls of Instagram.
I'm gonna look at her.
Like, curvy body. She was, like, almost like Fashion Nova model type of body when that was a thing.
How do you write it? Nikki.
Nikki. Maybe with double K. E-I-E. Nikki. Heaton. Maybe you write that in Kanye West after and pray that Google
That's
helps right. you.
Nikki Heaton Kanye. Oh, wow. Do you know how to write Nikki? So it's N, I, and then it's a Y.
Oh.
And then it's a K, and then it's a double E.
Oh, my God.
Nikki. Oh, accuses Didi and E. I know that. I saw her video. I saw her video.
So that's crazy. She came up after like all this time saying that she was invited to the studio and there were so many people in the studio, like managers and sound tech guy, I don't know. And then there was Didi and Kanye, I think, something like that. And they start like, after a while, they start saying like, Nikki, you look so hot. Don't you want to remove some layers? And she's like, no, I'm good, and laughing. And they were like, no, remove some layers, like remove clothes. And she started being like so stressed and looking at everyone like almost like crying for help. And everyone decided to ignore the situation. It was kind of like cringe.
And even her agent, right? I remember her saying.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was his agency or his agent or her agent, but there were people there all ignoring and letting like Kanye do his thing. So that was one of the fire things that came to the surface. Then his old manager came up saying that he is in a bad situation with Kanye, not working for him anymore, but that basically Kanye is out of his mind lately and is back in the wrong track because remember those grills that he did when it's like all silver, the fangs thing, mm-hmm. that it's supposed to be like veneers, so it's not even a grills. But he done that in a dentist that is famous in Hollywood. And basically that dentist, while he's doing the procedure and the veneers to the Hollywood people, he used the laughing gas, the drug, basically they a nitrogen or something like that, that makes them feel like funny and laugh all the time. And he makes them addicted to that. And then they keep on calling him, not for anything dentist related, but just to get high on that gas. And then he controls it, controls them like that, and starts being like friends with them and taking care of like their business and stuff. And I think like Kanye,
a dentist,
yes, exactly. So that dentist is allegedly taking care of like a lot of celebrities and manipulating them all through
That's
getting
so
them.
That's so weird because you would think that as a celebrity, you can get that gas for your home. You don't need to go to the dentist, you know?
Probably. I just think that, I don't know. I don't know if I should believe this, but I can see that happening with Kanye. And I think, like, you wouldn't have that idea yourself, right? So maybe you try it at the dentist during the grill time, and then you're like, whoa, I like this. Let's do this together. I don't know.
That's
weird. It's a little cringe for you to buy that for yourself and do it alone at home. No, maybe. Maybe it's like the new party. It's just all with a dentist in one room. I don't know.
So weird.
It's great. It's a little crazy. So weird.
Imagine. What are you doing tomorrow? Oh, I have a dentist appointment. And the day after, oh, I have another dentist appointment.
I don't know. I think he just becomes friends with them. And then he might be invited for all the parties and listening events for the albums and stuff. And he brings the gas. I'm going to be there with the material. Don't wait. It's like the dealer. It's a dentist. That's what they say. I don't know. But I can see that happening. And I don't know, he's dropping new music or something in North. He's singing Japanese.
I know.
It sounds so bad.
It's really cringe, isn't it?
It is. And I feel bad for Kanye because I think he's one of the best musicians of all time. For real. Like, I do believe this. I just think he has problems.
Yeah.
Has a lot of mental problems. And they are hard as they are for a normal human being to have, like, bipolar disorder or whatever. And for you to have it while you're famous and you have access to all this money, it's harder to control and to say no to certain impulses.
Yeah.
And I feel like no one can handle him right now. And there's so many, like, I feel there must be so many, like, sneaky people around him taking advantage of the fact that he's, like fragile mentally. Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to... I feel bad for him, but...
But I feel like he also seems like the type of person that would not be taken advantage of.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah. I think maybe in another time, but now that he's like not well mentally, I think it's actually easy. It's very easy to manipulate thoughts into him and to make him believe conspiracies and stuff. He's always like hating someone in some corporate and it's weird shit. It's very weird. But now, another thing that I just remember, there's this designer that he has like a brand. He's like, not like super famous because there's not many famous designers, but for the design community, he's quite famous. And he came up now saying that he's working with FBI, moving this action against Kanye and that they are on the search to kind of like almost arrest Kanye because Kanye is owing so much money to a lot of people, including this designer. He said that he worked for a lot of different projects for Kanye and not get paid. So, and he said that Kanye like really went to his home threatening him. And basically he's doing all these lives asking for people to share his story because he still needs money to be paid. And it's crazy. So a lot of things are happening against Kanye right now.
I didn't know. Yeah. I knew about the video of the girl, actually. She's crazy.
It's crazy. But yeah, we're not gonna gossip much more because we have this theme, very important theme for today. Exactly. Do you want to explain today?
Yeah. So basically the theme for today is going to be our top 10 bags. And we basically brought to the studio our top 10 bags each. So yeah, we're going to go through them. We're going to go through 20 bags.
Exactly.
It's going to be a lot. We also brought your dream bags. Like, we asked you guys on Instagram what was going to be, like, your dream bag. So, we're also going to go through that. And,
yeah. I think we're going to show, like, our top 10 bags in terms of, like what we own right now. So, that's what we physically brought. But then, in the end, we can do, like, almost like a wish list or, like, the 10 best bags or our 10 dream bags. And we can make that together, also together with your opinions too, to get like the 10 best bags of all time.
So this is going to be my top one choice. I'm not sure if it's my favorite bag, but I think it's the one I use the most. This is the Louis Vuitton croissant.
Croissant?
Because it looks like a croissant. But yeah, I feel like it's a very, like... How do you say it?
Very practical.
Very
like
practical.
Ride or die. I don't know.
Like, I feel like it almost goes with any outfit. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's not the perfect choice for this outfit, like, but like, it doesn't look bad. I don't know. I feel like it's a very go with everything bag, and it has a lot of space inside. Like, it's a good everyday bag. So yeah,
I agree. I have that one too, and I think it's very, very nice. It goes well with everything, and also, a good thing about it is that it's like the monogram Louis Vuitton pattern, which, goes well with everything. But this one, this shape in particular, is not one of the most seen, bags. You know, so I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Because before this one, I had a bigger one, and I ended up switching them, and like I stopped using the other one, and this one is like just like the perfect size and everything.
Really nice shape.
Okay, so next we have this Gucci bag, which is like, again, it's a shoulder bag, and it's so funny to be talking about a bag. It's like, I feel like I'm selling it.
It's like this live on Instagram selling stuff.
This is like secondhand, and it's already like so used, like the corners are so done. But I feel like the same with the Louis Vuitton monogram. Sometimes you just need a Gucci monogram. Again, it goes really well here.
It does.
And it's like another very nice everyday bag. It's a good size.
It's a more like posh option, more like fancy.
Yeah, I agree.
It really elevates a fit.
Yeah, it does. Okay, next. Okay, I decided to bring the same model in two colors, which is the Balenciaga City bag.
Oh, yeah. But it's like an old one and a new
one.
It's
an old one. This is thrifted and this is a new one. But to be honest, the City bag is like one of my favorite bags ever invented. I feel like they're really, really, really cool. I don't know. Like, I feel like they just add to an outfit. This is like a very big everyday bag, I would say. But it's nice if you're like, it's usually my airport bag.
It fits a lot.
It fits a lot. And I don't know. It also has like this big strap. And I don't know. I'm just really obsessed with this one. I love the little mirror.
It's so cute. I love
I love it. And for the pink one, I just feel like it's so like unique. It just like elevates an outfit as well. Like if an outfit is boring and you put this bag, you're set to go. I don't know. I'm just really happy I found this one. I actually found it on Vinted and it was so cheap. Now the city bags are so expensive, like on Vinted.
Really?
Yeah, I bought this one for like 300 euros or 400. And now they're like 900. I really wanted to get a red one.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to find.
But I feel that happened with mostly everything on Vinted. Yeah. Like when it first started, like people were selling stuff without knowing like the high price right
now. Yeah, like ladies from Italy. I feel like this was like from an old lady from Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she was just like sell it cheaply. But yeah, I'm really obsessed with this bag. I love the tones of the gold hardware. Yeah. I don't know. It's my baby.
I love a good city bag too.
What else? Next, we have another Louis Vuitton. And I don't use this one as much. I feel like it's harder to style. But still, I feel like it's one of my favorite because, I don't know, I think it's really cute, very unique. You can, even though I don't style it a lot, I feel like you can easily style it because it has so many colors going on. Like it has pink, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. So yeah, I feel like it's a very fun bag.
For sure.
And then keeping up with the Louis Vuitton, I also got this green one. I also have this one in blue denim.
Yeah, I have the blue too.
But I decided to bring this one because I feel like I use this one more than the denim one. Because this one goes like when I have like a khaki green outfit. Oh, again, it would look cool here. When I have like an outfit with green and like, I don't know, browns, even with my Timberlands, I feel like I gravitate towards this one. And the denim one, I feel like it's harder to style. I don't know why.
I think the denim goes really well with other denim. But I feel like that's a smart choice because it's hard to find khaki bags, I feel like.
Yeah. And again, it's a very nice size. Like for an everyday bag, this is actually from Collector's Cage, and some of the other ones here are as well. And it's a very nice website if you want to get some vintage bags. Okay, I think I've already showed you 6 bags, we're down to 4, and let's bring out this baby, which I feel like it's like so unique. I love her. Again, if you're wearing a boring outfit and you put this, like, you're good to go.
The Fendi leopard print.
It's a Fendi leopard print. And I don't know, I just love it. I love her. She's very pretty.
You get names for all your babies?
Maybe we shouldn't. This would be Samantha.
Oh, she would be a Samantha. I agree.
Samantha. And this would be a Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
This is brand new.
Oh, my God. It is.
I received it last week and I decided to include it. This is from a brand called Elemi. And I think I'm going to start wearing it a lot because I think it's hard to find cool bags with gold hardware.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know, I just think it's so cool. I love the gold handle. It has a lot of space as well.
Yeah, and it's like a option for like night events and stuff. More like bougie.
More bougie, yeah. I don't know, I love her. I think she's really pretty. She looks very expensive, I think. And she smells nice.
Smelling her.
Smells
Smelling
nice.
Chloe.
Okay. Next, we have a messenger bag. They also deserve a lot of love because sometimes you just need a messenger bag for your outfit. Sometimes the outfit is more like laid back and you don't want to put a shoulder bag on it. And yeah, again, with a Gucci monogram, because the outfits that you want to wear this with, you're not going to want to wear this with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. One is more like laid back streetwear and the other one a little more fancy put together.
Again, I got this on Vinted. I feel like
it's altruistic.
Yeah, it's altruistic. And I'm very happy. I like that the like this bit, the strap is like white, kind of whitish. I feel like it helps sometimes with outfits as well. It has a lot of space, but it's very comfortable in general. Even if you wear it like more empty. I feel like it still looks good. And
that's good for uni school too.
Yeah, like if it's like a MacBook Pro, if it's like a MacBook
Air,
if
it's in like there.
iPad, books, yeah. Yeah, it's a very good uni bag. I agree.
Now bag number 10.
Bag number 10. It's another messenger bag and I decided to thrift away from the designers. And brought a more street style bag, which is from Carhartt. And because sometimes you also need a like a Carhartt bag to your outfit. Sometimes.
Oh, sure.
And again, it's a very cool uni bag. Like even for boys, I actually think this is from the men's section.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. It has like a lot of space. It has like this little extra pocket. It has like pockets inside as well. I love the color. It's like very Carhartt. And yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a very cool bag.
It is. They are all very cool.
Yeah.
Clapping for your 10 bags.
We're done with my 10 bags. So yeah, I don't think I have anything to add.
I love that. I love that.
I think I'm happy with my choices. Now.
Okay. I'm gonna pull mine.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm gonna start now. So I think I'm gonna pull up first my ride or die like you did. So this would be my ride or die because you can never go wrong with black.
Mm-hmm.
So an all black bag is the, I don't know, the first choice always for an everyday basis. If I'm shooting, I'm thinking more of like what I want to wear in terms of bags. But on an everyday basis, like weekend stuff and just like I want a bag that is very like versatile. So the this is like a Chanel bag and it's cool because it was thrifted, obviously. But I'm saying obviously because Chanel bags are expensive as fuck. But I think it's cool because mostly with Chanel, there are some models that become really overpriced and are like the hype ones. But sometimes you can find some more like different shapes in a more affordable price.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is like a cool design. And I love that it has like this buckle here that says Chanel in gold. So it's a gold hardware bag, but it's cool. It can make your outfit look a little fancy, but at the same time, I think it's very adaptable. So
yeah,
I used it. I use it a lot. And I actually once with our, we have like this friend that helps us take pictures. We can bleep it. And he was like, girl, you're always with the same bag. And I'm like, oops. So I called out for using this too much. Well.
Oh my God, I don't agree.
No? Okay, good. Thank you. I'm going to start displaying them like this. Okay, next we have the Miu Miu.
She's gorgeous.
She's special. So actually most of these are also thrifted. I'm going to like run through them and tell you. I just got attacked by my microphone. But this one, it was special because it was a purchase.
Yeah.
So I went to Lisbon. You know how we always say that when we are far from the stores because we don't have these designer stores here in Porto. It's actually a blessing.
Yeah.
We complain about it, but it's actually a blessing because if you are confronted with the stuff physically, it's harder.
Yeah, to resist.
So I went there. And I fell in love. Like, I've been keeping my eye on this one for the longest time. But when I got there and saw with a tiny bag attached, I was like, I need this exact thing. But the thing is, they had, like, a red one. And I didn't want it red. So I ended up, like, ordering from the store. And it got mailed home. It was expensive as fuck. But it was a little gift from me to me.
Yeah.
And
You deserve it.
Thank you. And I think it was smart because the brown one was my favorite, but I really love the black. So I was so torn because it's a lot of money. So I was torn. And then I decided to add the little one in black. And that way I can wear it with like both colors.
Yeah, for sure.
So girl mess.
It's perfect.
Okay. Next. I have this. It's kind of new too. Thrifted too. And I showed here on the pod, I think, on the last episode or so. So it's the Yayoi Kusama Louis Vuitton bag. And I really wanted, like, any bag from the collaboration. I think it's beautiful. And it's so hard to find in, like, thrift or vintage shops because it's kind of, like, small. They did, like, two collections. Yeah. One is older, and now the new one is hard to find on vintage websites. But the last one, the old one, is also very rare. So I was so happy to find this one. And also, I've been wanting kind of this... Is it baguette? I don't know how you called it. No, bowling bag, I think.
Bowling, yeah. Yeah, really it's a really cool shape.
One of these. And the straps are wide, so...
Yeah, one of my dream bags right now, it's like the Louis Vuitton with that shape, but with the cherries.
Oh, the cherries, so beautiful.
They're
too.
Also so fucking expensive. I feel like all of the collaboration. Yeah. And with the cherry blossoms, they're so cool as well.
Yeah, but the cherry blossoms, I think it's smaller. I really wanted that one, but I don't think they have this size. Maybe. Because some of them have really tiny straps, so you need to wear
it
like this.
They're also fucking expensive.
They are, but the cherry is very beautiful too.
Yeah.
Love this one. Okay, another thrift find. Love this. I wanted something from this collection too. It's like the Jamaican flag with Dior. And it's the Rasta bag. And they have a lot of different shapes from this kind of color way. And I love every shape. I was like trying to find one. And then this one is quite cool because... It's really good for, like, vacation, too. It's very, like, tropical.
Mm-hmm.
And it adapts well to streetwear. And also, I think this shape is cool for you to just, like, cross it and go. Very comfortable and practical, too.
It's very cool.
Thank you. Then we have the Bottega. So, I feel Bottega bags are really cool. They don't have, like... as many variety, they don't have a lot of variety when they kind of all look the same, the models, which is cool, it's consistent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think they are a classic.
Yeah.
So they are easy, recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all the colors. It's so practical, has a really good size. They have a lot of sizes, actually. They have like even bigger than this one.
Yeah.
And I love all the colors, so I decided to go with the Bottega green because it's like a classic. And I usually tend, in other brands, I tend to go with a more neutral color. So with this one, I thought I could have a little fun.
And it's like the color of Bottega, so I think it's nice. Like, it's a good, it's spot on, you know?
Yeah,
like it's
statement.
A Bottega, green Bottega.
Next, we have a similar to your white one. This is Louis Vuitton Murakami edition. And it's like easier to find because they kept doing these partnerships together. But I think it's such a nice piece. And I love that it has like two pockets.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute. But I love, just like yours, it has really chunky hardware, which mm-hmm. I think is so cool. And I love the white, love the black. I think all the bags from Louis Vuitton Murakami is really, really nice. Really cute. All right. Then we have another Chanel. I think this is also called a bowling bag, but I'm not sure.
This was your first Chanel, right?
My first Chanel.
First Chanel.
And she's special because it's probably the only white bag that I own. It's very rare that I find white bags that I like. And she's really cute. And the only downside is not easy to put on the shoulder.
Yeah,
you
the
can.
Straps are small, yeah.
Yeah, she's very practical too. The only thing is like the shoulder. You can use it on the shoulder, but it's not like very comfortable because
the
straps
are
smaller. But I really like to just hold it like this.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's really cute. Okay, we have three more to go. I'm going to show something fun now that I wanted to bring. This is one of my favorite bags. This is Milo.
So cute.
I love him so much. I found this one in Japan, in Bape. And I think it was made for kids, but I couldn't care less. I had to buy it because it was so cool. And they have some bags like this before, but they were always kind of plushy material, which looks cheap. And then they did it in this, I don't
leather,
know if it's real leather or I don't know. But it looks more edgy, and you can fit quite a lot, actually, surprisingly, because you can, it goes all the way to the, his, to the his little bun of space, and the strap has gold details, so it can look fancy.
Yeah,
and I love him. Like,
it's really cute.
One of my favorite bags ever.
Hi, Milo.
Milo. Then we have the Loewe. This is the Ibiza tote or something. It's like the phone tote from the Ibiza collection, something like that. And I really like it. I brought it because it's special, because it was like a gift from Loewe. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it meant a lot. But it's usually, I wouldn't go for like this type of, what is it, like, raffia?
Yeah. It's a very beach bag, isn't it?
Yeah. So when I saw it online, I'm going to be honest, wouldn't be probably like the bag that I would save money to buy. But when I received it, not only is it special because I received, but also I started like putting in outfits and I'm like, I really love this.
Yeah.
I think the stripes and the brown and black, I've been loving brown and black combo. And I feel like it makes it more of like a street bag.
Yeah.
Instead of being the beach vibe that it obviously has. And it has little bugs, gems that I love.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And it gives me like almost like Ghibli vibes. It's very, I don't know, like romantic.
Yeah.
I like it.
I agree.
And we have one last one that it's another purchase, like another gift from me to me. And I thought it would be interesting to bring her out because it's from Blue Marine, which is a really nice brand, but I wouldn't say they have some of like the most famous bags ever.
Yeah.
But this one, I thought it was really cool. It was a bag with many pockets, and there was like the multi-pocket
bag, yeah,
vibe trend going around. And I think Blue Marine did one of the best. And it's leather. It's this pink, baby pink, really nice style. And it's huge, so it can fit a lot of stuff, which I really love maxi bags. So I had to bring her out. It's one of my babies.
She's perfect. I love her.
Yay, so these are my 10.
Yay!
Yay, survived the list. We decided to display our beauties here. Looks so much better now.
Yeah, we had a 5-minute break and we did this. This was our masterpiece.
Hope you guys like it. Displayed all the beautiful bags. And now we asked you guys like the best bags of all time. We're going to read your replies to this, but then based on this, we're going to give a review of these bags and decide if it enters our list of 10 best bags of all time or not. So, someone here said Yves Saint Laurent Le 5.
Le 5?
Le 5 Hobo bag.
Which one is that?
And another person said 5 Mini Yves Saint Laurent. So, I think a lot of people like the Yves Saint Laurent 5.
I think I know which one is it. At least the hobo bag. Oh no, this was not the one I had in mind. So this is like,
I figured it would be like a small one because people really love the Yves Saint Laurent bags for like events and weddings, dinners. It's more like a fancy bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I don't think Yves Saint Laurent is much like my thing. No. I love their stuff, but I think I wouldn't put it in my personal 10 best bags of all time. But
I'm sure
I understand. It's cute. Then we have a lot of people saying Balenciaga, Balenciaga, red bag, Balenciaga, Balenciaga City. Like a lot of people like the city bag. Yes. And I think that would make the top 10.
I think so too.
I also have a city bag and I have the Kogal. I think the city wins the Kogal because it's more, it's
timeless.
Like bigger and more timeless. Yeah. But I also love the new one. It's like a Birkin ripoff, but it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really
it
pretty.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of Birkin,
Birkin has to enter the chat.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said Birkin.
Okay.
And between Birkin and Kelly, I'm a Birkin girl.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Without a Birkin. I'm a Birkin girl without a Birkin.
100%. Yeah. Literally.
Which color would you get off the Birkin?
I think I would get a black one.
Yeah. That's because we are poor. Yeah. That's definitely because we are poor. Because it's not is not my favorite. Like, if I had the money, it wouldn't be the black one. Since I don't have, I always think I would go for the black with silver hardware because it's like the most basic.
But I love even like the navy one.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the green one and I love the baby blue. If I had, if I was freaking rich, then I would be like, I'm not buying the black. I'm buying like baby blue, pink, green.
I'm buying yellow.
Yeah. Rich. It would be a weird one. Because why not? And it looks more like a Birkin. But since I'm poor, I'm not poor. Like, you know what I mean. I'm poor for Birkin.
Yeah, everyone is poor for Birkin.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, yeah.
So I would be like filling up my wish list, a black one.
Yeah.
With silver hardware. Well, but yeah, Birkin is there, definitely.
Yeah.
Then, Miu Miu Vitello bag.
Is that yours?
Mine is the bow bag.
Miu Miu Vitello bag. Oh, this is actually a bag that I see a lot on Vinted. Which is this one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute, but I wouldn't put it on my top 10.
Yeah, I actually prefer this one, the bow bag, if I would choose any from Miu Miu.
If I could pick, I don't know the name, but... Oh, this one. This is like... my dream one right now, which is the Napa leather tote bag, this one.
Yeah, I really like that one, but I think it has also like Birkin vibes. So it's like the Balenciaga one. It's hard for me to put in my, the top 10 if Birkin is available.
Because
it's like the buckle on front. Like I can see that it's kind of the same inspo vibe. Thing.
For me, it's perfect. I love it.
Yeah. She's really beautiful, but I think if I was built like the 10 list, I think they would be like similar vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is my favorite from Miu Miu, but I don't even know like how much it will let. It's so new. I don't know if I want to put it in the top 10 bags of all time.
Yeah.
Let's see how the bag goes, the list goes, and then we decide.
I would put the Louis Vuitton croissant.
I would put one Louis Vuitton. I don't know if it would be the croissant. But I would put one Louis Vuitton. But the thing is that we have here people saying Louis Vuitton Murakami. Have people saying Louis Vuitton Sherry. Have saying the denim Louis Vuitton. So it's going to be hard to pick. Are we doing more than one Louis Vuitton for the top 10? Maybe.
We could.
Are we? Do we want to put like... Do we want to put, like, any collabs? Or do we want to keep it, like, minimal? Can we put, like, a Louis Vuitton monogram bag? Can that be it? Or do we need to select? Because...
I would select the model.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also put... Because
I don't know if I wouldn't prefer, like, probably, like, a Speedy to a... Rasa, I don't know.
We can put the LV Speedy if you want. LV monogram Speedy.
Okay, let's do that. Because it's been, LV. It lasted really long. It's been trending for a long time. There's so many sizes, so.
It's more like timeless, yeah.
But I think the Louis Vuitton denim is also, I don't know, let's see. Let's keep on going. Then, from Dior, we have a lot of people saying.
Saddlebag.
The saddlebag. And I think it should be on the list in a way. Because although, I'm going to be honest, if I had it, it's not an everyday bag.
No.
But...
It doesn't have a lot of space.
It doesn't have a lot of space. And it's very fancy. It's hard to use on an everyday basis. But there's one that I would love to have.
Is it the newspaper one?
No, it's the pierced one. There's one that's full of piercings.
Oh, I know.
I think it's Galliano Dior. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But... Yeah, it's very adaptable.
I love the newspaper one.
Like the material made like the vibe. So you can keep the shape. It's a very original shape too.
Yeah.
So we can put it on there.
Okay. Dior saddle bag. You have four already.
Okay. We need a Chanel.
Should we just put the basic one?
I think so.
With the gold hardware?
I think so. I don't know which color I would do. Of that one, I don't think I would go for the black. I think I would go probably for the pink one or like a camel color or something a little more different. Yeah. But I think that's a really good bag to have because the thing of like the double strap thing that you can cross it over is so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's so cool.
It is.
So yeah, we're going to put a classic Chanel.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. Classic Chanel.
And the other Chanel, like the tote. The tote Chanel. That has like the... how is it called? Oh my god, I'm having the blank.
Chanel tote.
The one that also has the Chanel classic detail strap. But then it's like slouchy. The girl had it in silver in Archie.
This one.
Yes. I think that needs to be on the list. That's like...
let me see the name.
Such a dream bag for me.
Yes, it's so good. Let me see. I don't know the name. Like.
Oh, I know, but I'm forgetting it now.
Just says Chanel 22. Is it Chanel 22?
I think it has a name. Is it 22 Tote? I think it's something Tote.
Yeah, it just says Chanel 22 and bag.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfection. So that's... like, Chanel is going to have, like, two moments on our list.
They deserve it.
They deserve it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six. Then I would put the Bottega.
Yeah.
And I think I would put this... yeah, I think I would put this shape. Because
Bottega Hobo, for sure, for sure. And are we not going to put any Gucci?
Yes, we are. Which one? I don't know. Gucci. Oh, people said Prada Clio.
I don't like
it. Yeah. I don't think it's ugly, but not the best of all time.
I like the Gucci Jackie, but it doesn't have like a monogram. I feel like we should put like a monogram one. I mean, we have this one. I'm not sure if it's the best one.
Yeah, that's very classy for me. I also love the Gucci like belts and stuff. The more something more like, it's very classy. Forgot to bring mine today. That's a really nice model that you brought too. Yeah. Very adaptable.
I have no idea what the name is. But we can just write Gucci monogram bag.
Exactly. It's probably like that.
Gucci monogram bag.
There's another Chanel bag that I absolutely love, but we're not going to add another one. But I absolutely love the one that it's in canvas, pretending that it's like almost like a backpack.
Oh, I know.
With the graffiti.
Yeah, so cool. It's really nice.
The Louis Vuitton with the graffiti. But we already have the Speedy. Okay. Should we put another Louis Vuitton? Should we put like the bowling bag? And there's like the bowling bag with monogram and then a small bowling bag as a charm. Oh my God.
So good.
So many bags that I want.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, Fendi Baguette. We need Fendi Baguette.
Fendi Baguette. Fendi Baguette.
Fendi Baguette.
I think the Fendi Baguette is nice in like a crazy thing. Like color or like...
yeah. Or sequins.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. There's like... you can get really like funky with...
yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, we have space for one more.
One more? Damn, we were quick.
We have 9 already.
Okay.
It's
hard, let me think. Oh, and Fendi Baguette when they did the pockets. Oh my God.
I've never seen her in real life.
It's so beautiful. Oh, maybe we should add a Prada bag. A Prada nylon bag. I really love Prada nylon. Not like the traditional re-edition thing, but now, you know, like the similar to this one from Miu Miu that they are doing now.
Yeah. It's also a nice... Are we not going to have a Miu Miu bag?
Maybe. But I want to... someone said Miu Miu bow. Thank you. Because it's my favorite. I don't know what another one to say from Miu Miu. I don't really love the old ones. The like from last year with the matte lace going on the leather. And I don't think there's a vintage one that I love more than this. So I don't know what to put besides this one. Oh, I love the really big one. There's a really big one in like faded black leather that I love now too. I don't know. What are we writing down? Miu Miu what?
Or Prada Nylon.
I'm going to say Miu Miu Pocket. What's the Miu Miu Pocket?
Miu Miu Pocket bag. It's probably the small one of the pockets, yeah.
Mm, no.
This would be a good one if they were like, if it was bigger.
If it was bigger, yeah.
So tiny.
And that huge one by Yves Saint Laurent, you know? That was like so copied.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's nice, but it was really copied.
Yeah.
A lot of fake ones going on.
Love how we're like taking so much time because we only have one.
One slot's very precious. Slot. Yeah, I think Miu Miu or Prada deserve that slot because they make really good bags. It's just hard to pick one.
Let's put that one.
I don't know if they have an old version, but I think they actually do. Okay. I think not from Miu Miu, but I think Prada has a very similar one that it's vintage that I have some saved on my Vinted. But I don't know the name. But I think we can put Miu Miu bow bag, and then you guys understand that it's this kind of like square shaped thing that you can put a lot of charms on. That is trendy right now.
Yeah, we have our final list, guys. Thank you for the help.
Exactly. And we want to do this with other stuff like top 10 shoes. Because I know you guys always ask us for like our favorites and to see our collection. So we can slowly, instead of bringing you guys to our closet, slowly bring our closet here.
Maybe in about a year we can do another one. Maybe we're going to have new babies.
Oh, I hope so. I hope we can have all 10 from that list.
Oh my God. That would be insane.
One day. We're manifesting it here. We've manifested a lot of things on this podcast. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. So yeah, Sophia's going to have a really nice trip. And we're going to be sharing her from here. And you guys from there.
Fingers crossed.
And when she's back, we're going to hit another like strike of episodes. And you guys won't feel much. I would say like 2 weeks or something. And we're going to be back. Thank you for staying here and following us.
Yes, thank you so much for all the support. And see you in September.
Hopefully I'm better by then.
Oh my God, yeah.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.